SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, bad, and the dumb, new segment that we've got on this show where Ron gives us the good, the bad, and the dumb. That's kind of self-explanatory.
I think so. All right, go. I hope so.
All right, Ron, so take it away.
We're going to start off with the good, obviously, for obvious reasons. And I don't know if how good this is because I'm talking about taking a class.
Oh, okay.
You know, going back to college and taking a class. But I guarantee you, Tony, that if you knew that this guy was going to be your professor, you would take it.
Okay, go ahead.
So Mike Leach...
Oh, yes.
is going to be teaching a class at Washington State.
Now, what is that going to be?
Now, the class, the title of the class, and this is why this is so good, is the title of the class is Insurgent Warfare and Football.
Okay, so he's Resurgent Warfare, and he's putting it together with football.
Not necessarily, maybe. Maybe. I'm not 100% sure. But there are two essay questions that you have to answer in order to gain acceptance into the class.
What are those?
The essay question. Question number one. Can the British strategy in the Malaya insurgency be used today?
Oh, boy. Mike Leach is teaching this class?
Yes.
This is the best. Why would I sign up for this?
And finally, you know, if that essay question, you know, maybe you don't score as many points with that essay question because you have to do a lot more research on it. I'm talking right. Just to you specifically, Tony. There might be there is someone who knows all about the British strategy and the Malaya insurgency.
Right,
and, you know,
completely.
They'd be like, oh, that's a no-brainer. Could it be used today? Yes, no, I don't know. But question number two. And, you know, maybe this one should give you some thought where, you know, this class might be going. Is the wishbone a viable offense for the NFL? Why or why not?
Okay, wait a minute. So you could get a question, like an essay question, like the first one, and then the essay question, like the second one in the same class?
No. That's a choice. You have to answer these two questions to gain acceptance into the class.
Oh, I got it. Okay. So I get it. So if you want to take this class, you got to be knowledgeable of football and war tactics.
Yes.
I got it. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Oh my God, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, what I want from someone, you know, hopefully, you know, I would be great if we had a listener in Pullman, please get into this class and call daily.
Oh, call daily. Are you kidding?
I guess, I mean, it's, they're one-offs. Yeah, it's five classes throughout the semester, one night, each of these, looks like each week, starting March 27th on a Wednesday, every Wednesday night.
So there's five classes. I would take this in a heartbeat. I'd love this. I don't know if I'd be good at it.
No idea either. Class but one would be Introduction to Insurgent Warfare and Air Raid Theory.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Class two is Suppressing Rebellion, Challenges of Counterinsurgency, and Defending the Modern Spread Offense.
Oh, this guy's the best. This guy is the best.
Class three, profiles of prominent insurgent leaders and foundation in identifying and developing quarterbacks in the air raid offense.
This is so great.
Class four, intelligence, deception, and info operation in modern warfare and modern football.
Oh, okay. So he'd be like, well, you got spies on the battlefield, and they'll tell you how, you know, your opponent is lining up for the battle, and then you have scouts that will tell you about it for football. Like basically that,
I guess, or maybe somehow you involves spying and with Spygate. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what I like about Mike Leach? Cause Mike Leach will teach this class and then he'll go off on like massive tangents, like out of nowhere. Right. He'll be talking about something like in the War of 1812. And before we get to that, you know what? They got a problem with the construction that's going on downtown, Portland. And let me tell you what, the problem with that is that you've got construction guys and management that are arguing over which asbestos to use. And some of the asbestos is just terrible. And you're like, where is he going with that? And then he's going to give a speech on that for a while. Then he's going to talk about pirates and he'll get right back to football.
I mean, this is going to be, I really want somebody to
take this class for us. Yeah.
You know, have it televised.
Now, what about, I don't know much about Mike Leach's background in terms of military history.
I have no idea.
How is he, like the football stuff I get, but if you want to talk about breaking down like a Panzer division or whatever, you know, how qualified is he as an instructor to bring you like General Cornwallis's method of attacking George Washington at the Battle of Yorktown was doomed to fail. Like how does he bring you that knowledge? Or like General Lee was like,
that's why I can't wait till we have more info on this class. You know, March 28th, I'm going to be scouring the internet to see, you know, any leaked photos, any leaked video.
Yeah.
I want to see him teaching a class. Cause I no doubt that he can be an inspirational teacher.
No question.
But I just want to know what the content.
And covering Mike Leach has got to be a joy, like for reporters, because they can get, you never know what he's going to say or what he's going to do. And then you end up with beautiful audio gold whenever he goes off on a rant. Right.
Yep.
That's great.
All right. For the bad today.
The bad.
And, you know, this is bad, but it's also kind of good.
Okay.
Because, you know, it will bring a smile to our face. I don't know if you heard about Jacob DeGrom.
I did. I heard
and
about
it's,
this.
National League Cy Young Award. This is such a Mets thing.
It's completely. Of all the teams that this could happen to, of course it happened to the Mets.
So if you haven't heard, his Cy Young Award was shipped to him from New York to Florida. And four of the 11 letters in outstanding on the front are chipped. And there is a slight chunk of wood missing to the back.
Oh, God.
I mean, now the Mets are returning it back to the manufacturer and getting it back. But this is a... Listen, you know, the Mets do things that no other team ever thought possible to do.
Well, that's right. And like however this got sent, whatever company used to transport this, like was it the Mets that sent it down, or did they have it mailed?
I have no idea. I
mean, right, because if it's the Mets, of course, but if it was the company, if it was like a shipping company, they probably went, what's this? I don't know. It's for the Mets. Boom, throw it in the back.
I'm wanting to think that it got sent to the Mets. And the men said, you know what, we're going to send it down to Florida to Jacob today. Because one thing is happening is Jacob is in a contract dispute or, you know, trying to renegotiate his contract. So maybe they're just getting it to him ahead of time thinking, oh, if we don't get a contract going, you know, we have a disgruntled employee.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Amongst us. And, you know, why would we want to re-sign a Cy Young Award winner?
Oh, God, got to fix the Cy Young Award. Busted Cy Young Award.
I mean,
that
know,
is too bad.
I mean, if this is the way the Mets are starting off their season, we are in for a treat. That's why
I know. No kidding.
I mean, it's bad because it's like, you know what? Yeah, it's just simple bubble wrap. You know, $2 worth of bubble wrap would probably do the trick.
Yeah, pretty much take care of you. You know, pretty much take care of you.
That's it, unless you had Ace Ventura delivering the package.
He's
just kicking
exactly.
it all over the place. You never know.
Oh, God. This is so. You know what else? You know what is. What I was thinking about this is like, we were just talking about Tim Tebow. He can't come fast enough for the Mets to just
no,
have some.
No, he can't.
Like, he cannot come fast enough for the Mets to go, oh, let's be in the news for some positive stuff.
Okay, we joke about this, and I'm going to be real with you for a second. You know, we always say, you know, Tebow has had two miracles under his belt right now. He needs a third one for sainthood. If he was able to bring the Mets into the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Are
would
you
that,
kidding
that
me?
Would be a miracle, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to get it out there for St. Timothy.
St. Timothy is right. Yeah, if he can pull this off, that would be amazing.
All right, am I dumb?
Dumb.
And I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud because I'm getting infuriated with people just wanting to sue other people. But fraternities at Yale University or Yale College. It's Yale University, right?
Yeah.
They go by that? Well, fraternities are being sued for not admitting women.
Okay, let's cut this out. What are we doing? What are we doing with this?
Three female Yale undergrads are hoping to sue all male fraternities out of existence, accusing their university of violating their rights in multiple areas by continuing to allow discriminatory groups to exist.
I can't deal with this, man. I don't know. I'm, like, there's a part of me that wants to check out. I can't deal with this kind of stuff. You can't join a fraternity.
That's what a sorority is for.
That's what sorority is for. Don't stop with this. Just
because, believe me, if this goes through, there is going to be a long, long line of guys trying to get into a sorority.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, you don't want
to open this Pandora's box.
You do not want to open that. Is right. Forget it. Are you kidding me? Let me tell you something. I will never forget a girl I went to high school with. She went to an all-girls college that recently admitted men, and there were three guys in the first class. And I said to her, why wasn't there 100? Like, you mean to tell me it's an all-girls college in the middle of nowhere, New England, and there are three men who are at that school? And she's like, yeah. And I went, wow.
I kind of like those odds.
And I kind of wonder if they ever got any sleep at all. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Because you know there's got to be some suppression.
Exactly, right?
I'm not trying to hint at it.
You're absolutely right. You don't want the flip side of this, man. You don't want the flip side of this.
I'm not trying to
get into sororities.
I'm not trying to put down the idea that, you know, girls are finally being accepted into Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
I kind of get where that is headed, but I mean, that's what the Girl Scouts were created for, and it's not a discriminatory action. It's just, hey, you know, sometimes boys like to do boys thing and girls like to do girls things.
And the argument on that side is legit in a way. If girls want to do the boys stuff and they can't do it in the Girl Scouts, right? Like, if the boys are like learning how to build fires and they don't do that, I don't know anything about the Girl Scouts or the Boy Scouts. But like, if the boys are like, yeah, we're building fires and we're like learning how to skin animals, and a girl's like, man, I want to do that. Like, I don't want it all for it.
And, you know,
then
it
that's
be,
okay.
And you
but
should,
what's the boys, difference? Like, a fraternity and sorority, don't they kind of do the same exact thing?
They do the same thing.
Like, there's no benefit.
The only purpose for both of them is to kind of create leadership skills while partying your ass off.
Yeah,
that's really what it's all about.
That's pretty much it.
And a sorority is a little more strict than a fraternity because, you know, sororities, you don't really have house parties at a sorority.
Yeah.
And they're always much, much cleaner. It's almost like a breath of fresh air when you go into any sorority house because you're allowed, like, in the front door. And sometimes you might have, having been in the Greek system, I kind of have an idea of this. You know, when you go to sorority, I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot cleaner. It's a lot more well-kept house. When you come into a fraternity house, the floor is sticky. You know, you really don't know why it's sticky. It could be many, many reasons
many,
why it's
many
sticky.
Reasons. Don't do one of those hazmat tests where you take a sample of it.
Yeah,
and bring it
we
to
had
lab.
A bathroom in our fraternity house that was off limit to the guys. Because we said, no, this is for when we have girls over. We want them to have a safe place to go.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And if you were a guy, it was pretty much like, you know what? Hey, it's dark out. See the, you know, go out behind the shed. Do your business behind there.
That's funny. That is funny. So good, bad, and the dumb here on SB Nation AM. That's good stuff with Ron Culver on SB Nation Radio.